This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the first half of August. Over the course of his life, Franklin often applied business tools to his work with public institutions. Nowhere is this clearer than in his work with the post office. On August 10, 1753, Franklin was appointed Deputy Postmaster General of the British colonies in North America, along with William Hunter of Virginia. The post office was losing money, and the existing mail service was slow and uncertain. It could take weeks to get a letter and a response from Boston to Philadelphia and back again. Franklin and Hunter drew up a list of 23 instructions and directions and sent them out to all the colonial post offices in hopes of standardizing practices. Local postmasters were counseled in matters of security, record keeping, collection and delivery, and the maximum delay allowed while waiting for a promised letter. 15 minutes, by the way. Between 1753 and 1757, Franklin and Hunter more than doubled the number of colonial post offices from 13 to 31. By the time he left for his second trip to England in 1757, Franklin had helped transform the post office into a profitable operation. Franklin reported in his Pennsylvania Gazette that on August 5, 1738, quote, "the wife of a peasant in the district of Bois-le-Duc was brought to bed of 8 children, 7 girls and 1 boy, all who were living." Bois-le-Duc is near modern-day Brussels, so Franklin was clearly reporting hearsay from across the Atlantic. There is no existing confirmation of these 18th-century octuplets, nor whether they survived. Nonetheless, it is an interesting reminder of how multiple births have and continue to be a popular curiosity. In his letter to his newly married friend, John Allen, dated August 9, 1768, Franklin dispensed the following advice. "Treat your wife always with respect. It will procure respect to you, not only from her, but from all that observe it. Never use a slighting expression to her, even in jest, for slights in jest, after frequent bandyings, are apt to end in anger. Be studious in your profession, and you will be learned. Be industrial and frugal, and you will be rich. Be sober and temperate, and you will be healthy. Be, in general, virtuous, and you will be happy. At least you will, by such conduct, stand the best chance for such consequences." In the early August pages of the 1750 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin advises us, "Those that have much business must have much pardon. So keep in mind that your best business decision today may be to forgive an offense." So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.